Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show Show.
Hi, I'm plugging in the headphones. I don't know about anybody else. Man. I'm wrecked today.
Pull it together.
Oh, my God. I'm just a wreck. Listen, Sunday night is one thing. You've spent a nice leisurely weekend. You know, maybe there's been activities.
Right.
And whatnot. But, you know, but it's Sunday. Okay, so Sunday night you stay up late and watch the Golden Knights. That's fine. This junk in the middle of the week. And by the way, F you, L.A., for starting your games at 7:30.
Yeah.
You know what? And you deserve to be swept because of that stupid Cartman.
Go, King, go.
Shut up. I'm glad you're gone. I'm glad we have dispatched with you.
And the Golden Knights, the first team in history to sweep a playoff series in their first season of the NHL. Four straight over the LA Kings.
And by the way, for all of you, if you are a Golden Knights fan today, then you are definitely a Ducks fan today as well.
Yep.
Today you swing your allegiance to the Anaheim Mighty Ducks. I don't even know if they still call them the Mighty Ducks. I think they're just the Ducks.
No Mighties.
I believe, yeah, they are no longer Mighty.
Oh, that's
Kayla,
fun.
Do you know why we are rooting for the Ducks tonight?
Because they're worse than the Sharks, so we want to play them, right?
Nope.
Sorta. But the more immediate reason is why David Aloysius Show Killer. Do you know?
I do not know.
No, this is good. No, this is good. And I'm glad we're going around the room. Lasso, you're still stuck in Coachella in your brain, aren't you?
Yeah, no. Yeah. I mean, a little bit.
Because, yeah.
A little bit.
You know why?
Just a little bit.
Whoa. You know why we root for the Ducks? I don't know if that sounds like you at all or not. You know why I root for the Ducks? It's because they're closest to Coachella. That's why. It's because I love them, because they're closest to Coachella. Kayla wants another shot at it.
Is it because we want their series to draw out longer?
Bang.
Oh,
smart.
Bang. Now, not too long. I'd like for the Ducks to win one and two at the most, maybe, because you don't want to get rusty.
Yeah, you want too much leisurely time on your hands. You want to get back to it, but you want either of those teams to suffer a little bit and have to play more games, because then it's easier on us, hopefully, in the
Sharks
future.
Are going to win that series. We're going to play the Sharks next. The Ducks are not strong enough to come back and make history. And I'll endure whatever punishment you want me to endure if I'm wrong about that. I don't think I am.
Okay.
But we're going to play the Sharks, so we need the Ducks to beat up on them a little bit. And I hope they just go crazy and cheat a lot tonight.
Agreed.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to see anybody get hurt for a long time, but, you know.
Do what you got to do, and the fellas could use another couple extra days.
Yeah, that's all
reset.
Right. But any more than that, and you start to get rusty. It's like when you go on vacation, and then you come back, and you're like, yeah, I'm really ready to go back to work, but man, my brain's not working.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing?
Yeah.
So you don't want
sure.
That. So go Ducks go, or whatever you people say in Anaheim.
Yeah.
And hot dang, man. It just keeps going. And Braden McNabb, good for Woo. You, brother.
Leaving it off for Smith, walking in back. Go, score! Braden McNabb against his old team! And the Golden Knights strike first in game four!
Yeah, leave him unprotected. We'll take him and make you pay. God, that was delicious.
That was a great, yeah, great goal.
You know what's really cool? I looked at the stats. So Marc-Andre Fleury.
Wait, of course you did.
I know. Right? So Marc-Andre Fleury blocked 127 out of the 130 shots made, attempted.
Made 127 saves.
127 saves, yeah, right. Yes. Out of the 130 attempts on him during the entire
shots
series against
goal,
the Kings.
Yes.
So that's like a 97.7% save
rate. 0.977 save percentage, which is astronomical.
Yeah.
You looked that up? Because they were saying that on TV a whole bunch
Were they?
Yeah, it was kind of a big deal. Yeah. But I'm glad you took the time to be out for it. I'm glad you fully immersed yourself in a VGK culture.
Listen. The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show Show on 98.5 KLUC.
So I was just looking at this thing about the perfect breakfast foods if you're trying to lose weight.
Yeah.
Eggs, which are always a good thing. A lot of nutrients. Greek yogurt, but not the flavored kind.
Okay, right.
Like get Greek. Yes, that would be not the flavored kind. And get the and then just get like some fruit or maybe your own honey or whatever and put in it just to make it palate, because otherwise you're just having a big spoonful of sour cream. I mean, really, that's really what it is. Make your own protein smoothies as long as you don't make them again a big calorie bomb. Or baked beans. People in England have it right. Baked beans are I'm just reading here. They're an almost perfect mix of carbs and protein, and if you just have them with toast and your gold.
You ever had English breakfast?
Yeah.
Best. Big slab of bacon, baked beans, a tomato that's been, it's cut in half. I don't know how they cook
A tomato?
Yeah, but it's cooked.
Oh no, that's what I was calling it.
Yeah, it's a half a tomato. It's cooked. I don't know how they cook it, and then eggs and toast.
Yeah, they like steam them or something, right? Don't they?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how they do it, but it's such a good hearty breakfast.
Puts
me right back to sleep.
Yeah, they got it right. Unless you're like me, where I eat a whole ton of pizza again. Unless I'm going to gain 1,000 pounds during the playoffs. If we go to the Stanley Cup playoffs, I'm going to look like Eric Cartman.
Right?
You know, it's just going to be brutal. Because it was pizza and spicy chicken fingers. And then I ate the rest of it this morning.
Oh, for your breakfast?
Yeah, because it was there and it was easy. And I thought, yeah, why not? And, I'm not kidding. I'm a wreck. I'm never like this. I never come in. I come in 99 days out of 100. And I'm like, yeah, let's go. We're going to win. I'm on top of my game. Now, whether it's good or not, that's another story entirely. But at least I'm ready. Today, I got nothing.
I blame the Kings. The Kings.
Why are you blaming the Kings?
Because they have a stupid 7:30 rule, and that extra 30 minutes throws me off. I got to watch maybe a period of the game last night and then I had to go to bed. I don't like it one bit. I blame the Kings for throwing off.
I just said a minute ago.
Yeah. So
I'm saying the same thing. It's just, Well, I believe we've covered that topic completely. Yes. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I feel like I'm rallying already. Yeah. You know what? Because I got to be honest, there's plenty of folks I know today that are just wrecked after this last
night. The Golden Knights, the first team in history to sweep a playoff series in their first season of the NHL. 4 straight over the LA Kings.
Unreal. So cool. Honest to God, I didn't think it was going to happen last night. And LA was just obviously fighting for their playoff lives.
Boy, they came out just on fire, and I thought, oh, this is it. We're going to game 5, but
at the beginning of the game, and then we kept like rappelling them, for lack of a better word, and Fleury amazing again, and then in the third period, I mean, obviously they're desperate, they don't want to go golfing yet.
Yeah, I think I tweeted just before the third period, Welcome to the 20 most nerve wracking minutes of my life.
Yeah, man, and guess what? Here's the thing. It ain't going to get any better from here.
I know, right?
It's just not.
It's going to get worse.
It's going to get a lot worse. As this goes along, it just gets worse. But 4 down, 12 to go.
Yeah.
Sharks are on the horizon. It's Shark Week, but this time we're attacking.
I like
that. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yes.
It's about to be Shark Week, but this time we're going to attack. They're the ones who need to worry.
I like that. Tweet that.
Yeah, and by the way, please, Ducks. Ducks and Sharks play tonight in game 4 of their series. Sharks are up 3-0. Took the first 2 in Anaheim, and they're back home for game 4 tonight. They won game 3 at home, and now they're back home for game 4.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so they have a chance to close it out, too. Throw everything you got.
Agreed.
Behind the Anaheim, maybe not so mighty, really just mediocre enough to make it into the playoffs on the last day, Ducks. Mm-hmm. But, just win one, fellas. Give our guys a couple of extra days. Give their guys a couple of less days.
To rust up, yeah.
And then let's get at it.
So excited. So exciting.
So I don't really know how it all plays out when we would start, but, you know.
No, I have no idea, but.
It just depends on when they get done.
Yeah, of course.
When they get all done. But, God, how fun.
That's really cool.
How fun. And the hated Kings and truly the full-on just sticking it to them with this.
Leaving it off for Smith, walking it back. Goal! Score! Brandon McNabb against his old team. And the Golden Knights strike first in game four.
And he turns and raises a middle finger to the press box, to the general manager who left him unprotected. The expansion draft so he can come to Las Vegas. That'd be great. That'd be awesome if he did that. Yeah.
No, we're not going to hear Gosher anymore, right? It goes to national games now.
Oh, really?
Second round goes national games. So I don't believe that we're going to hear Gosher anymore. I know the studio analyst guys were saying last night that they
were
done. That's
it for them?
That was it for them.
Ah, dude. Then you know what? Seriously. For Dave Gosher and Shane Knighty, and by the way, dibs on greatest person in the world today. A little slow clap for Dave and Shane. Seriously, man. That was, they're awesome. I get why everybody in Boston loves him so much. I get it. Because you'll see on Twitter and stuff, folks are always like, oh, we still miss you, bro. Everything. I get it. Oh, I love him. I mean, people think that I'm knocking on him. I'm not.
No, that's
an homage. You do it out of love.
No, that's an homage. That's love. That's
I like hearing his calls.
I want to get like a Facebook Live going of Chet doing Dave Gosher commentating.
We thought about doing a bit like, you know, Dave goes down for breakfast.
Yeah.
Good morning, honey.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great day. What do the kids have for homework? I'd like, what'd you say, Stevie?
Pass the ketchup.
I'd like, yes, I'd like coffee with two Stevias. But I don't want people to think we're making fun.
No, it's fun.
It's just a fun voice to do. That's all. It's very self-indulgent. I'll be honest with you.
And Dave Gosher, do you guys hear a little bit of Dickie V?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Dick Vitale.
Yeah, Dick Vitale all the time. Yeah, got it.
A little Seinfeld.
Yeah, little Kermit the Frog. Yeah.
See, and that's where it goes into. That goes where it goes into the mod. But you know, it's meant with love.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's awesome.
He's awesome.
Oh, is that it, really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Now I'm sad.
You would know better than I, but I think the local guys finish up once it goes to the second round.
Sadly, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Because then there's enough. There's fewer games, so then the national guys can cover it all. Okay. You know what I mean? Then they got enough national guys to go. I kind of wish we'd have lost last
night. One more game.
No, I don't. That's like the other people that were like, well, I'd really like for them to lose tonight so we could have another home game and we could win at home. No, you want to be done, and there'll be another home game. It'll be against San Jose.
Yeah.
So those, oh, man. All right, well. Knights move on.
Yes.
And so shall we. The first pick coming up next.
With the first pick.
First pick. First pick.
It's the first pick. First pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
What is your dating absolute? Kayla's used to be, I'm not getting in a relationship. Yeah. I'm not getting married. That's all changed.
You have to be along the ride for that, as far as I'm not getting married.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You don't want to get married. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. It's a matter of time.
We'll see. Spence, when you were living the single life, did you have a dating absolute?
Yes. They had to like me.
No, you know what, though? No, I do know yours. You mock, sort of. Mm-hmm. No, you would... You had a whole thing about the girl had to live close enough to you.
Yeah, I dated this one girl I really liked, and at the time she lived where the Fiesta East is, and I lived at Fort Apache and Sahara. And I realized, and this is before the Beltway, that it round trip, it was 50 miles to get to her house and back.
Oh.
And after one date, she was geographically undesirable, and I did not date her.
See?
Now,
my wife will still bring that up. My wife will bring that up that she's like, thank God, because when we first started dating, I lived in Centennial Hills, and she lived like where Spence is talking about.
Oh, man.
Might be the same girl. Did you used to date my wife?
I don't want to bring that up right now.
No wonder you two don't talk to each other. You won't look each other in the eye.
Always turn away like this.
Yeah. We don't want to look too friendly. They half hug. It's creepy.
Like they're trying to cover something up, but they're not.
We're friendly, but we're not that friendly.
Don't get too friendly when we hug. No, but this was, again, before the Beltway. So maybe now it's a little easier, but that trip between Centennial Hills, that is even longer. That's like 60 miles.
I'm trying to think if I had a dating absolute. You know what? There were just certain personality things that would be an immediate.
They couldn't sing in the car.
Don't sing in the damn car. Don't sing in the damn car. Asia Wilson was here yesterday. Number one pick of your Las Vegas Aces, WNBA.
Yeah.
We love her. And it was funny. Spence popped off with a question.
So I want to know the shortest person you've dated.
I don't date anyone shorter than me.
Okay.
Because she's 6'5". Understand, she's 6'5". So she didn't date anybody shorter than her.
That's pretty much
players only.
It's got to be players only a lot, right?
Yeah.
So if you decide to get married then, and you're going to wear heels because he's going to have to be at least 7 foot tall, or she's going to be whatever.
6'8".
Yeah.
6'8" at least.
Yeah.
Man, and it's funny, too. That's the Asia effect. I'm going to coin that. Copyright 2018, Chet Buchanan Show. The Asia effect. Sorry, then the thing's over. I couldn't figure out why the Aces were tweeting out hashtag the Asia effect yesterday.
Yeah, that's funny.
They co-opted it. Let's make that happen, the Asia effect. So, she no shorter guys. I thought this would go on. Spence goes on to go, so Kevin Hart comes into the club with all his money and with all his fame, and Kevin Hart decides he wants to slice himself off a piece of Asia Wilson. And Asia was like, no. Like, no.
Couldn't even get it out, she said.
Yeah, like, not even no, but hell no. Yeah.
She brought up a really good point that there's a lot of tall guys out there. She's like, it's slimmer pickings, but there's a lot of tall guys out there, so it's not like it's not possible.
702-364-9898. Do you have a dating absolute? We would love to hear about it right now.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick. First pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
Yeah, so we were talking to Asia Wilson of the Las Vegas Aces yesterday. She's that number one draft pick, number one pick in the WNBA.
Yeah.
Super rock star. You guys are all just going to love her.
Absolutely.
Once everything gets going with the Aces and all that. And Spence asked, because she's 6'5", would you ever date, what was the shortest guy you ever dated? She said, I don't date short guys. You gotta be taller than me. Spence follows up.
So you're in Hakkasan, and Kevin Hart comes up, and he's throwing mad game. And you love him. He's funny. He's attractive.
I love Kevin
successful.
Hart. Yes.
And he
but
is.
No.
Sorry. Chris Paul.
No. Sorry.
Just nothing. They gotta be taller.
It's too many tall guys in the world for me to settle for people to shorter than
All
me.
All right, then. Nothing wrong with that.
Dating absolute. Do you have a dating absolute? I mean, because kind of along the lines of Spence, it's like, why would I want to limit myself?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Look at me. I don't have that option.
Right? Bubba, what was your dating absolute when you were a single man?
She has to like steak and seafood.
Why is that? Why can't you just eat the steak and seafood and she can order avocado paste or whatever it is?
I just can't like enjoy a nice big ribeye and look across the table and see an avocado salad. Like, I need her to enjoy this with me and go to all these nice places.
I got you.
But I don't understand. Like, I don't eat red meat or pork.
Then you can't date Bubba.
Okay.
That's it.
I just feel like there's a lot of options on menus. You should limit that because she doesn't want to, like.
You shouldn't tell him what he can and can't do.
All right. You're right. That's what he prefers.
So. You two just can't date.
That's very true.
Not going to work out. Sorry to say.
You either become a meat eater or no Bubba or no Bubba for you.
Dang it.
That's it. Bubba's off your list now. Because that's just it. Now, on the other side, though, if Bubba's over there knocking back a ribeye and they're like, how can you? I don't eat anything with a face. You know, then that's definitely you're going two different ways.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Pam, you're dating absolute.
Well, first I wanted to say I love you guys. You always make me laugh every morning going to work.
Oh,
we love you back. Now tell us why we won't be dating.
Right. My dating absolute would have to be weight. I'm very physically fit. I eat right. I exercise all the time. And I cannot handle somebody that's overweight.
Spence is in. I'm out.
So how you doing? Kidding.
No, I get it. I get it, though. And there's nothing wrong with that. No. Everybody's got a type, and not everybody has to love the same thing. That's why this is, you know, don't feel free to say whatever you want. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it doesn't have to be like
this is what you prefer.
Well, right, but you were going after Bubba and going, well, but if I'm eating a salad, well, he don't have to like you.
This is very true.
I know it's hard because I don't know. I'm like your mother. I don't know anyone that doesn't love Kayla. I don't know why anyone wouldn't love Kayla. But
there are certain people that don't want to love.
Yeah, but Bubba ain't going to love exactly. Kayla. I got you. Yeah. Amanda, you're dating Absolute?
My dating Absolute is the guys cannot smell. Like, I'm talking about their must, where it's so strong that it's stinging the inside of my nose. That is something I cannot deal with.
Isn't that everybody's guys, dating Absolute?
Yeah, every guy out there, take your shower, scrub yourself down, and make sure you smell good for the ladies.
What do you prefer, soap smell or cologne smell?
I like a cologne smell, but I'm okay with the soap smell, and I'm okay with a natural smell as long as it is literally not making me nauseous and stinging my nose.
But I think and I'm sure that there are plenty of girls who have a fetish and love a stinky guy.
Yeah, I guess.
I'll be honest, I would rather have a stinky guy than a guy that wears too much cologne.
Wait a minute.
That drives me absolutely bonkers. Like, I love a good smelling cologne, don't get me wrong, but there are some guys when they walk into a room, I'm like, whoa.
Uh-huh. Sure. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Amanda, my guess is you would rather have cologne guy.
I'm okay with cologne guy. Like she said, though, sometimes too much is too much, and I agree with that. Because even women, some women are overbearing, too.
Oh, you walk absolutely.
And you're like, holy cow, what the hell is she wearing? It smells like my grandma in here.
You know what? Exactly. You would know my grandma was coming into the room about 43 seconds before she got there.
Yeah.
You would know. And you would know 10 minutes after she left.
Really?
Oh, yeah, just because the perfume.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, and it was cheap. Yeah,
I went and bought my mom's perfume just so I can open it and smell it and remind me of her smell, but I would never wear it because it's not my scent.
Oh.
But I just really kept memory.
Oh, that's really sweet. But you're not dating your grandma.
You guys that are picky out there about this driving, it's too long, 50 miles, 60 miles.
Mm-hmm.
My husband that I'm married to now, we met on the internet back in the AOL America Online days. This was 18 years ago. And we literally, he used to drive three and a half hours. I used to drive 3.5 hours to meet each other. He used to take the trains on the weekend to come and visit me. You know what? Long distance. It can work. You can make it work. If you really like somebody and you're feeling them, you're going to make it work.
Yeah, let's be honest, Amanda, and you got it like that, too.
Yeah.
And, you know,
live from the entertainment capital of the world, it's the Kayla Report.
So some crazy stalker hunted down one of our favorite artists of all time.
Oh, was it selling magazines?
No.
Because Kayla said earlier, she said, like a mask and rope and a knife and all that, and just showed up at the door.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you like to buy the magazine?
It's scary, man. I know we're laughing, but it's scary. I'll break down everything that happened and who it was in a second.
Yeah, that homeboy thought his brilliant plan was going to work. You know what I mean?
But the idea, I'll give you a little bit more. The idea that they're already going to release him terrifies me. I'll break it all down in just a second.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. No, and I can help you with that.
Oh, perfect. Okay, so nominees for this year's Billboard Music Awards were announced yesterday, and Ed Sheeran and Bruno Mars and Kendrick Lamar are all leading with 15 each. They're all up for top artists, along with Drake and Taylor Swift, who, by the way, only has 5 nominations. Drake actually has 9, and Post Malone is up there with 12. Imagine Dragons has 10 nominations, and Justin Bieber and Cardi B both have 8.
Kendrick with 15. Is that a record? Is that something close to a record? Do you know?
No, I think the record's a little bit higher than
it's like
that.
It's 21 or something.
It's something nutty. Crazy like Dang. That. Yeah, because I know a couple of artists get double nominations if they do collabs with other people and stuff.
Right,
so.
But still.
Yeah.
I'm going to look that up. I'm not even going to go to the Stats and Information Department for the Chet Buchanan Show. I'm going to Google it myself.
So it's been revealed that a man wearing a mask and a rubber gloves was arrested outside of Taylor Swift's home in Beverly Hills on last Saturday. USA Today reports that he was also carrying a knife, a rope, and ammunition. No report on whether or not he actually had a gun at all with him. I just know he was carrying ammunition.
And he kept singing, "Look what you made me do," which was even creepier.
No.
It's just
he told police that
he's fine, man. She's fine.
Yeah, she wasn't actually there at all. He just showed up to her house. He drove all the way from Colorado, where he lives, and he was actually arrested on suspicion of felony stalking.
So
but
all
he's expected
the way
to be released today.
Sure, because he didn't do anything. He didn't do anything. That's the thing. He can't prove intent. And he showed up like an idiot. Bro, get a gym bag. You went all the way from Colorado to devise this master plan. You don't show up with all the stuff open. You go, "Hey, I'm here to clean the carpets." You know what I mean? Or whatever. And you gain access. And then you do your thing. You know what I mean?
How about
give him a master plan.
No, but, really? Like, this guy's listening to me.
Yeah.
And how about during that 12-hour drive, you don't go, "Hey, buddy, maybe this isn't a good idea."
Yes. Crazy. So Steve Harvey was on Ellen yesterday and talked about the upcoming All Kardashian episode of Family Feud. Mm-hmm. And I guess Kanye is the one who, like, spearheaded this entire thing.
So Kanye, who is a big fan of Family Feud, said, "I want to play. I've always wanted to play." So he bought his family. Some people you don't know, these cousins. And they were just like, they were like the best because they were just like hood. You know, it was just such a good thing. So it was him, Kim, and his three family members against Chris and the sisters. Kanye was the best Family Feud celebrity panelist we've ever had
really?
On the show. He loves the show.
Yes.
His people said, "Steve, this is the most Kanye has ever smiled since we've been working." Kanye smiled. When I introduced him, he smiled. When I talked to him at the panel, just tune in and you'll see Kanye smiling.
Yeah.
He's happy. He was very happy with that.
Honest to God, that's the best sell job ever. Yeah. I was not going to watch this under the threat of torture. I wasn't going to watch this. And now, I'm in.
So if you were going to guess, like, out of all the Kardashians, who do you think would be the worst on Family Feud?
Come on.
Oh, that's easy.
Come on.
Really?
That's easy.
Kim didn't know nothing.
No? And they still said, "Good answer, good answer"?
Yeah. Well, their family's a little bit different. You don't give a good answer, they go, "What did you say?" Uh-huh. So it was like you were going, "Okay, you're supposed to say good answer." No, them Kardashians... And they fire across at each other.
Yeah.
Khloe's very competitive with Kim, and they were on opposite sides. They were very competitive.
I can't wait to see that.
It's the best episode.
In about a month or so, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to get the highest ratings we've ever had.
Oh.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Wait, what else were we going to talk about? Because I have breaking news.
The Vegas Golden Knights winning.
Oh, obviously. Yeah, no, that's good. And we're probably going to play the Sharks. Sharks and Ducks are playing their game tonight. And funny, this will probably be the highest audience ever in Las Vegas for a Sharks and Ducks game.
Yeah, right?
That's true.
Probably. I'll watch.
Yeah.
I'll watch it. I want to scout as if I'm going to have any effect on the next series. But I want to know what we're up against
sure.
here. I have breaking news. We go live to McCarran Airport.
I'm talking about you guys on 98.5.
I'm talking about you right now, Lori. I'm talking about you right now.
Hey. You better be talking about me. It's about time.
Take it easy, lady. You were going to cut us out of this whole thing. Lori calls Fox 5. Oh, Fox 5 is going to talk.
Hey, now, wait a minute. I saw Maria at the DMV because we have the same birthday, and we discussed this, okay?
I was only ever so slight. This is P1, Lori Dinwiddie, our friend.
Oh, okay.
Who your son goes to Foothill, yes?
Yes, he does. He's a senior this year.
And why, tell everyone, please, why are you at the airport right now?
Because he is getting ready to fly to Dayton, Ohio for the WGI Drumline World Championship.
Damn.
They qualified.
How cool is that?
Oh, my God.
How many folks?
Bye, baby. I love you.
Okay, I love you, too. I'll talk to you later. Oh, not me.
I had to give him a hug. I mean, come on.
Oh, like literally he's getting on the plane right now. Like, literally, they're going through security and getting on the plane.
Yeah, they're going through security right now. He just gave us a hug and told us to get away from him.
Fair enough.
They do.
I was going to ask if you needed to go. Apparently, you don't.
I do not. Unfortunately, this is the one that I don't get to go to.
Oh, too bad.
Oh. Well, how many kids are on this drum line? Do you know?
40. They're 40, give or take a couple of approximately 40 kids.
And honestly, are you as outraged as I am that they're having their World Drumline Championships in Dayton, Ohio, and not in Las Vegas? What the hell? What has Dayton got that we don't got?
Apparently, it's a lifelong tradition for WGI to have it there.
Well, that they have not one, but two Super 8s there in Dayton.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So they're really, they can accommodate everyone.
With kitchenettes, I hear.
Yeah.
And free cable.
Yeah, HBO. Yeah. Awesome. Well, God, it's a little late now, but wish them all luck. And
that's awesome.
And I'm glad we caught you at the airport. Yeah. Thank you, Lori.
Yeah, I might be able to get them to yell hi to you. I don't know.
You want to have them yell hi to Chet?
You know,
want to have them yell
here,
hi to
put
Chet?
Us on speaker. We'll yell to them.
Oh, you want to yell to them?
Yeah, put us on speaker. Can you put us on speaker?
Okay. Yeah, but I don't know if they can hear you. Hold on.
It's all right. So annoying for everybody else in McCarran right now. Oh, we're on speaker. Okay. Hey, you guys, good luck. Much love. Oh, win Wolves.
Good luck.
God, that's freaking cool.
Yeah.
Foothill High School is going to go compete for a world championship.
Right now. Foothill, go.
Go Foothill.
Go Foothill, go.
All right, drive careful on the way to work. We'll see you.
All right, I'll let you guys know how they do.
Absolutely. You have to now. We're invested.
All right, thanks, Chet.
All right, have a great day. We'll see you. That's cool.
On air, online, on the app.
Check out the Chet Buchanan After the Show on the radio.com app. Just search Chet Buchanan.
All right, get me caught up on Vanderpump Rules. You spent an entire afternoon earlier this week getting yourself caught up, and the Jax and Brittany saga got you agitated.
They're both servers together at this one restaurant. They've been together for like 2 years.
Is she hot? I got to look her up. Admittedly, I don't watch Vanderpump Rules. I've dipped my toe into the Real Housewives arena, but I'm not Vanderpump yet, which I understand is a really good show.
She is beautiful, and she's got a Kentucky accent.
This is what I
say. So she's a pistol. Mm-hmm. So anyway, they have been dating for like 2 years. Jax is kind of notorious for being the bad boy on the show anyway. They had a huge fight when they were in Kentucky. Jax came back to L.A. Brittany stayed behind for a little bit longer. He ends up hooking up with this former server from the same restaurant. Brittany finds out the following episode because Jax comes clean to her and tells her, hey, I hooked up with this other girl.
Okay.
So she ends up, they get into a huge fight, but ends up going, we're going to work through this. Not necessarily forgiving him at first, but we're going to work through this and we're going to make it. So they stay together up until the last couple of episodes because they're working through it. But she continues to hold it over his head, even though she has said, we're going to stay together and get through this.
And then he finally cracked. And the final straw was he got this dream job in Tampa.
He got an offer for a job in Tampa, right. Yes.
And so then they're talking about that, and she even finds a way to torture him. If she finds a way to torture him in the middle of that conversation.
You're going
to
make me turn down the dream job?
Well, I've also had a dream of being in a happy relationship and being 100% loved and not cheated on.
All right, I'm gone.
There's
That's it. I'm burnt the out. Of the constant battling, and it's like stuck in my chest right here. It's like right here.
Huh.
I know. Well, this is the fact. This is at least 6 months plus after the whole thing is over. Uh-huh. And I'm like, at one point, you can't keep holding that over his head.
We kind of dabbled in this yesterday, didn't we? Yesterday at some point in the show. How long... You took them back. They cheated. You took them back. How long do you get to torture them for this? Davey, I hear you typing away in the other room.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. I thought you were writing out your thoughts.
You were. Yes,
let me tell you.
I was.
It's your diary.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he was journaling.
As the show's going on, I journal.
Yeah, sometimes you got to write it down. Yeah, you can't just spit it out there to the universe. You got to make a record of it. How long have you been in this spot? I get the idea that when you were younger, you were a player.
Yes, I've been in this spot.
Cheated on or cheat, or you were the cheater?
Both.
Once a cheater, always.
Really?
No, both. It wasn't a full-on relationship. It was more so we were just dating on my end. But when I got cheated on, we were together for a year.
Oh, and knowing what I know of my brother, Davey the Show Killer, You never let her forget it to the point of where she broke up with you because you wouldn't let it go. You took her back because you wanted the accessible. And you took her back and you tortured her with it every time she even looked at another dude.
You know me too well.
I do.
You know
Are
me too
you
well.
Serious?
I do. That's why you're Mr. Chet.
So now knowing that, with that in mind, and having the benefit of experience.
Yes.
How long do you get to torture them if you've taken them back?
Where my mind went first was 90 days, 3 months.
Oh.
3 months.
Like health insurance.
3 months. You get through it. You work it out. You probably fight a little bit.
3 months?
And then,
it's a long time.
It is.
How long did you torture her before she broke up with you?
2.5.
Exactly. What are you talking about?
God.
The three months might be excessive.
True. That might be too long then. Yeah, good point.
I'm just curious. 702-364-9898. They cheat on you. You take them back. How? I think Abby and I are on the same page. I think maybe we're on the same page. How long do you get to torture them if you take them back?
You never get to actually torture them. If you forgive them and take them back, you can be more suspicious for a couple months of, you know, wanting to know exactly what time they're going to be home and stuff like that. But you never get to torture them. You should not be in a relationship where the goal is, how long can I torture you for this?
You don't have that goal. I understand all that goal. Right. But you do have a time period where you are allowed to take shots. And in future fights, if they're knockdown throwdowns, you're allowed to throw the you're allowed to throw the jab. It's part of the fight.
And
let me finish, please.
Yeah, and then we.
The idea is in a big fight, you're allowed to do that. Just like you're allowed to throw things at them that you've had in the past because that's what you do in a fight.
Oh, that's so ugly. I couldn't do that.
Yeah, Abby, you and I do relationships the same way because I say, you know, if you've forgiven him, that's it. And then like Spence, fighting's part of the deal with him.
Yeah.
Fighting's part of the deal with him. And I think it spices it up. And I just can't live it that way. 702-364-9898. Let's go.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
So this whole Vanderpump Rules thing is kind of an interesting dynamic that this Jax guy cheated on this Brittany, and she took him back, forgave him, right?
Yes.
Forgave him.
And then she ended up saying, like, 6 months, continually through the 6 months they've been together. It's been 6+ months.
Oh, you said earlier that it was a couple of months.
Like 6+ months now. And so they're in Mexico doing a trip, and he brings up that he's got a great job opportunity.
She ain't that hot. She ain't that hot. You know what I mean? And then she tortures him in the middle of that. So how long do you get? Another vote for Teresa says, if you take him back, you don't get to torture him at all.
That's right.
Yeah. Because what's the point of taking him back is what I say.
Yeah. You can't look in the future if you're looking in the past and you can't build that trust. There's a trust issue in all this too. Build it up. You can't be doing that. It's just not something that's going to work. Like he said, he's tired of it. And I would too. I would get tired of being nagged all the time for a mistake that I did. It's got time to move on.
Yeah. Kayla, thoughts?
It's just reiterating that point. It's like, how can you build a strong relationship by continually throwing it in their face? I get it if you have trust issues, but you shouldn't be throwing it in their face. You should say, if you're dealing with that issue at that point, going, hey, this just brought up really bad memories for me. I know that's bad, but we need to kind of discuss. You shouldn't be continually holding it over their head, though. That's so bad.
Then I question why. Okay, help me with this, then. Let's play this role. Actually, and let me bring in Alicia, because Alicia's lived this. Let me start with you, Alicia, and then maybe we can build off of what you have to say. I'm confused. You were cheated on during your 10-year anniversary? What happened?
And it wasn't during the anniversary. What had happened is earlier that year, I consider myself a good looking girl, I have to say, but he just stopped completely talking to me whatsoever about 3 months prior. And
We used to have great trust. We were best friends, and that's why the marriage lasted so long. As far as I knew, it was still doing okay, and then all of a sudden, I pick up his phone to give it to him. There's three messages on how things went the other night.
Right. Okay, let's move past that. So let's move past all of that.
Right.
So you went, because that this part of it is not really what we're talking about. So you got cheated. If I can move us forward, because literally we're out of time. But you got cheated on, you got a divorce, and then you got back together. How long?
We are currently together.
I'm sorry?
We are currently together.
Correct.
I believe right away you should try the best you can not to bring it up. I mean, yes, it may come up. Do the best you can. I mean, if he's on Facebook all night again, I can't help. I don't want to throw it at his face, but you kind of can't not.
Then let me ask you this question, because this is what I was hoping to lead up to. Then why take him back in the first place?
Kids, son, I kind of love him. It's a lot of years. It's a lot of years.
Of investment.
But aren't you your actions? So if he is a cheater and you don't trust him, then your relationship has no solid base anymore.
Well, there's always circumstances that lead up to that cheating.
Sure.
I was really, really sick in the hospital for a long time prior to him cheating, and I just wasn't available.
Oh God,
like
that's
I was
even
when we first met.
I'm sorry. That's even more reason why he shouldn't be cheating on you. I guess to stick to the very fine point of this, but you said, okay, you love him. And by the way, I'm not attacking you. I'm truly curious. You love him and it's for the kids and all that. So you're going to take him back. Aren't your actions just as bad by not letting it go? Like if you're going to take him back, shouldn't you take him back and that's it?
I agree. I mean, like I said, it's hard not to bring it up because I might be the ruiner of the relationship this time, and I can admit it.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you can't let it go, but, you know, it's that whole trying to make it work. I mean, I believe in marriage. I think it is a kind of forever thing. People make mistakes.
Yep.
So, in the fin, it is, you shouldn't, you should do the best not to. Yes, the past is the past. You take that person back. Don't do the best you can not to throw it in their face.
Yeah. Well, God bless you. We love you. Thank you for sharing the story.
Bye.
Hopefully, sometimes that's therapeutic, and hopefully that's what we were able to provide for her today.
This is the Chet Buchanan Show.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Part of this whole good feeling story of the day is like many amazing sites. This is how I know that this is an amazing scientific discovery that's actually going to work, because it was completely by accident,
right?
A total, complete mistake. A few years ago, researchers discovered an enzyme at a recycling plant in Japan that had evolved. It had grown. It had become self-aware like the robots, like Skynet. I don't know if it's that serious, but it had evolved to where it could eat plastic and break it down.
Shut up.
So science, you shut up. So science, we're saving,
cool.
You shut up. We're saving the world.
That is cool, though.
No. But so scientists at the University of Portsmouth in England decided that they would study it. And in the process... while they're screwing around trying to see what this thing is, they accidentally created a mutant version of it that digests plastic even faster.
Wow.
So you get the idea. Some guy's like splitting apart the atoms or what. I don't know what those researchers are
Yeah.
We've all seen the movies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They got the white coat, like at the Lancome counter.
They got the little turkey baster thing, and, you know, and they're making little drops, and they're like, whoa, whoops, sorry, Bob. Better seal off this room.
And then they can't get a test subject, so they inject it into themselves because they're like, I need research.
Yeah, 100 feet big, smells like pistachios, I believe is what Spence said. Yes. Plastic bottles, as you well know, can end up in the ocean. They float around for hundreds of years. The enzyme starts to break it all down within days.
That is awesome.
Days. And they still think that there's room for them to improve on their mistake so that they could make this happen even faster. So eventually, they think they might be able to use this thing, as you can put two and two together and come up with eight. They think they might be able to use the enzyme to break plastic down into its original components, which then could be used to make new plastic. So you don't have to use fresh oil.
Oh, wow.
To make plastic.
That's amazing.
They could obviously potentially use it to clean up the oceans.
Yeah.
Which that, you know, that, for me,
would
that's,
landfills,
for me, that's the real story. Landfills. Listen to you, boy. He knows. Wow. Are you a scientist?
No, but I do have a white coat that I wear off.
I play one on the radio. That's right. If things stay the way they are now, some experts say that we'll have more tons of plastic in the ocean than we have tons of fish by the year 2050.
Jeez.
But if they can find a way to break this stuff down and then, you know, suck it up, or it'll just go, if it's oil element, you know, the essential elements or the original elements, and it can just float to the bottom of the ocean and, you know, like the dinosaurs.
Harmless.
Or whatever, yeah. Then, and we're good.
Absolutely.
Honest to God.
I love that.
What a great thing. I feel like we've accomplished something today.
Yeah.
Good feeling story of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge. Yeah.
Well, hello, Davey the show killer.
Hello, Mr. Jess.
Flurry the show killer. Somebody pointed out earlier, Jesse the show filler.
Yes.
Who's hardcore P1 AF, just awesome. Made a new Chet Buchanan show team photo.
Yeah.
With Flurry the show killer. Because you could be a cousin.
Yeah.
You could be
my mind.
You could be a cousin of Flurry. Honestly, me too, because the picture, I looked at first and I'm like, I don't get it. And then I went, that's not Davey.
Yeah.
I went, when he put it out, I go, I knew there was something when Flurry first got announced. I'm looking at this guy like there's something really familiar about him.
Uh-huh. Who's our contestant for Spence's Challenge today, sir?
That would be Sarah Marine from Henderson.
How much do you look like Marc-Andre Flurry? Not as much as Show Killer, I'll bet.
Not at all.
Not one bit. It sounds like your name is not familiar to me. Have you played before?
Like a couple weeks ago, but he spanked me.
Gotcha. Well, then you already know how it works. Five questions, 30 seconds, pop culture, rip from the headlines. We don't say pass on this show. We say what?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Let me just throw one, before we really get started. Let me throw one question at you. Are you going to Cooter today?
Not today.
Not you, girl.
Not today.
Because Cooterin' don't win, just like the LA Kings.
That's right.
Who essentially Cootered the entire series.
Yeah.
30 seconds on the clock. Time will start when I read the first question, and here we go. So it was kind of overshadowed by the death of Barbara Bush yesterday, but one of the founders of a fast food giant was also reported deceased late on Monday, and then it hit the news cycle yesterday, right? But then Barbara Bush, you know, died in the afternoon, and everybody just kind of forgot about it.
Yeah.
The dude's name was David Edgerton. What restaurant did David Edgerton help start?
Burger King.
A group of animals propped a barrel against a wall and busted out of a Texas research facility. What kind of animals were they?
Raccoon.
What shoe company says they want to make Colin Kaepernick an endorser if he gets an NFL job?
Adidas.
What bankrupt retailer turned down an $890 million bid for stores in the U.S. and Canada?
Toys R Us.
And reality personality Abby Lee Miller underwent emergency spinal surgery yesterday. What show is she best known for?
Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Oh.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge, yeah.
I only went, because I thought she was going to go 4 for 5 right there. She got 3, but...
Oh, jeez.
Turned up the heat a little bit.
Oh, jeez, man.
She got 3. You, sir, will need 4 to keep the money safe.
Okay.
Same 5 questions, same 30 seconds. Time will start when I read the first one. Here we go. Overshadowed by the death of Barbara Bush, one of the founders of a fast food giant was also reported deceased late on Monday, hit the news cycle yesterday, but then Barbara Bush passed away in the afternoon, and everybody, you know, just kind of, you know, come on over here. Dude's name was David Edgerton. What restaurant did he help start?
Burger King.
A group of animals propped a barrel against a wall and busted out of a Texas research facility. What kind of animals were they?
They're baboons.
What shoe company says they want to make Colin Kaepernick an endorser if he gets himself an NFL job?
Adidas.
Adidas. All day I dream about it. What bankrupt retailer turned down an $890 million bid for stores in the U.S. and Canada?
Toys R Us.
Reality personality Abby Lee Miller underwent emergency spinal surgery yesterday. What show is she known for?
Dance Moms. Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name, Spence's challenge. Yeah.
Somewhat overshadowed by the death of Barbara Bush. Let's see how we did here. God, Sarah, you did good. You got three. He's gonna need four. Overshadowed by the death of Barbara Bush, one of the founders of a fast food giant, also was reported deceased late Monday after the news cycle had kind of gone. So it was reported pretty widely yesterday, but then Barbara Bush passed away in the afternoon, and everybody just kind of skipped on by it. Dude's name was David Edgerton. What restaurant did he help start? Sarah said...
Burger King.
Spence said...
Burger King.
Dang it, I want to find the good Booyakasha for you guys. I can't. Oh, there it is. So,
Booyakasha!
Yeah, it was one of the Burger King founders. It died back in April 3rd, too.
Jeez.
And they just brought it out yesterday, and then weird. A group of animals propped a barrel against a wall and busted out of a Texas research facility, just like a freaking movie. What kind of animals were they? Sarah said.
Raccoons.
Ooh.
That's a good guess.
It is a good guess, but not right. What did the kid say in this one, dude? Doesn't the kid do that here somewhere? Let me...
Not correct.
Not correct. Spence said...
Baboons.
Booyah! Two for Spence. What shoe company says they want to make Colin Kaepernick an endorser if he gets himself an NFL job? Sarah said...
Adidas.
Spence said...
Adidas,
which is how they say it in Europe. Or All Day I Dream About, because we learned that in junior high.
Yeah.
And if a girl wore...
Because we're 12.
If a girl wore the shirt... Oh!
Is that what you do?
Yeah, but it's Adidas.
Booyah! Booyah! Booyah!
Three for Spence. What bankrupt retailer turned down an $890 million bid for stores in the U.S. and Canada? Sarah said...
Toys R Us.
Look at Sarah. Spence said...
Toys R Us.
But Spence got it, too.
Booyah! 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 Booyah!
And reality personality Abby Lee Miller underwent emergency spinal surgery yesterday. What show is she known for? And Sarah said what?
Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Oh, well... Oh, Abby Lee, I get where you're going with that. Spence said...
Dance Moms.
Actually, I believe he put a little hot sauce on it and said...
Dance Moms!
Jazz hands.
Got it. That's what I was missing.
That's the key.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah turned up the heat. Spence needed four. And in the clutch situation, just like Braden McNabb against his former team.
Right?
Whoa.
Oh, hang on. I should do the Dave Gosher. Because, you know, it's one.
Booyah.
It's two.
Booyah.
It's three.
Booyah.
It's four.
Booyah.
And it's five.
Spence's challenge. Spence's challenge. Spence's challenge. My name's Spence. And it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge. Yes.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Let's go.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Thank you to our buddies at Planet Fitness. An official sponsor of the Chet Buchanan Show. Big party on Friday from 4 to 6. New location. Maryland Parkway in Sahara. I heard taco truck. That's taco all truck. I need.
That sounds delicious.
We're playing the music. We're going to give away a whole bunch of stuff. And I will bring more Chet Buchanan Show t-shirts and hats.
Okay.
That we will give away. Here's the code word. I'm P1AF. I'm okay. P1AF. That'll be that way I'll know. That you want a shirt and a hat.
Gotcha.
And I'll hide them from everybody else.
Very good.
How about that? Davey, who's playing who in the room?
Brittany Jacobs from Anthem.
God, if there's a show that has more fun than we do, I want to know who it is. Because this is awesome. Brittany, you ready to play?
Hello?
I'm guessing the answer is no, you're not ready to play.
I am not ready.
Are you ready to play now?
Yes.
Okay. We need a number between 1 and 250.
197.
Oh, good Lord.
Wow. That's okay. Page 8.
It's way in the back. Let's wait. 216. What? 197?
Yeah.
Okay. 197. Ah! Who in the room is most likely to Google everybody they meet? Who in the room is most likely to Google everybody that they meet? Brittany.
Kayla?
That sound like you?
I don't.
I didn't have
so.
You. I didn't have you.
No, I mean, no. It would not be me. It would be Spence. Mainly because he is the stats and information department.
And he's pervy.
Yeah.
Yes.
I say that kindly.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it sounded kindly.
No, I'd be, honest to God, I'd be a close second. I would pick you, but I'd be a close second.
No, yeah.
I do it all the time.
I disagree. That's Kayla.
Why is that mean?
Kayla's a snoop. Kayla's a snoop. She would snoop out who person was and would try to find out more about them.
I do like finding out like little tiny information about people. So.
Brittany, I'm Googling you right now.
My God, you are scantily clad in that photo.
What did I just say that you were mad about and then you turned around into that?
You searched it out and showed me. What was I supposed to do?
I didn't yet, but I will soon. Brittany, if we Googled you, what would we find?
Baby pictures of my baby.
Right. Are you that mom on Facebook?
Oh, I'm so that mom.
I love that.
Davey, who is most likely to Google everybody they meet?
I initially said Spence, but then I was still kind of partial on Kayla. Hmm. So I'm gonna go Kayla. I'm gonna switch to Kayla on this one.
Lasso, who's most likely to Google everybody they meet?
I'm gonna go Spence. Just because Spence Googles everything.
Yeah, he's the information department.
Yeah, he just Googles everything.
And I just realized, too, meat is different than, like, I Google, I know it's weird, but truly, I Google listeners after we've talked to them just because then if I run into you out, I want to know who you are.
That's right. Sure.
But, yeah, Google, if I've met you, I'm not Google. Generally.
Okay.
Interesting. All right, pick another one. One between 1 and 250. We're playing Who in the Room. So your choices are Chet, Spence, Kayla, Davey, or Lasso.
Woo!
Brittany, pick a number.
212.
She likes the bigger numbers. Who in the room is the most stubborn? Boy, that's going to be a good one. Brittany, who in the room is the most stubborn?
Chet?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Could it be. Am I really? Like it's a no doubter for you.
Yeah, but I like that because you're very confident in your opinion about things. So like that to me is.
Now I will agree that you're stubborn, but I will out stubborn you any day of the damn week.
You're stubborn about being stubborn.
I'm adamant about my stubbornness about being stubborn. So I would pick myself because I know how stubborn I am.
I figured she was going to pick you and I was going to say not by much.
Right. No, and it's not by much.
It's not by much if it is at all. Lasso, who's the most stubborn?
I'm going to go Spence. Spence for sure. Spence is just a stubborn guy. He walks around just stubby, you know?
You don't know. Again, do you know college boy. He doesn't know what the definition of stubborn is.
He's all StubHub, you know.
He's all StubHub.
Stubby. <He's> stupid.
I'm going to agree with Spence.
I can't even pull it together. I'm sorry, Davey. What?
I've worked with the two of you for almost the same amount of time, and yeah, it's close, but I would say Spence.
Oh, yeah. It's close.
It has to be a tie stubborn. Between the two of you.
You'll hold on to it, though. You'll own it. I'll come in 20 minutes later after being just livid, and I'll come in 20 minutes later and go, I'm sorry, buddy. I was wrong.
That's never happened.
Oh, all the time.
You've never come in and apologized to me.
Not to you.
Okay.
No, not to you, you stubborn bastard. No, of course not. Not to you. Brittany, you want to do one more or do you have to go?
I can do one more.
Yeah, let's do one. Let's do one more. I want to do one more.
This is exciting.
Let's
I
do
love
one
this
more.
Game.
I love this game. Twins, Jinx, do you want me a Coke? Okay, number between 1 and 250, please.
211.
She's...
I do love that she goes behind
I do. No, I like it. Who in the room would be the hardest to recognize in a picture from their fifth grade photo? Who in the room would be hardest to recognize from a fifth grade photo? Brittany.
I'm going to go with Kayla because girls always have good glow up.
Oh, I
good what?
Glow ups.
Grow ups? What?
Glow up. No. Glow ups.
When you you're young and little, and then when you get older, you.
Oh, you blossom. You blossom.
Oh, that's very sweet. No, I literally look exactly like I did in fifth grade.
Me too.
So.
Me too. Just less hair.
But the thing is, I would pick you because your head is shaved now, and back then you had hair.
Did you see that picture I put up of me and my dad? And I'm like 4 years old, 5 years old, whatever
yes,
it is.
Facially.
Same guy.
But facially, mm-hmm. the same. It's just I've just only ever known you with a shaved head.
You're entitled to your opinion no matter how wrong yeah. it is. It's, yeah, no, that's fine. Spence?
Yeah, it's Kayla. She's going to look different.
Oh, she's going to look different.
Yeah, she's going to look different.
I figured it was you from fifth grade to now.
Well, I've had a lot of work done. I pointed to my nose and my chin yeah. and my breasts.
They are spectacular.
They really are.
It's great work. Kudos to your doctor.
Teardrops.
Kudos to your doctor.
I'm going to prove you guys wrong right now because okay. I'm going to text my mom to send me a pic of me okay. in fifth grade. I no, literally we'll look it. Exactly the same.
I have no doubt. No, I didn't pick you. I picked him.
Yeah.
I'm with you, Davey.
I'm going to say myself, but I'm having trouble remembering. I was a bleach blonde as a baby.
And no goatee. Yeah.
Well, no, then
no, he had the goatee in fifth grade.
My hair darkened up, but I don't remember what year, but I want to say that was more middle school. So I look quite a bit different.
Lasso, who is most likely to look the most, what did it say? Unrecognizable from their fifth grade photo?
I don't know. This is tough. Maybe you, because I know you told me back in the day, you know, not that this isn't you, I'm not describing you now, but you told me you were, ripped back in the day, and you know,
I was ripped in fifth grade.
What's wrong with you? Oh. Seriously.
Well, you know, people. Hey, you know, I've seen some ripped fifth graders.
Such a moron. Really
And you know what? They're starting them on the weights earlier and earlier now.
Yeah, well, you want to get a college scholarship? You better get the weights, kid.
Now look what you've done, Brittany.
Jacked elementary school kids.
Just great. Hang on 1 second so we can get you one of the very first Chet Buchanan Show shirts and hats, all right?
All right, perfect.
Thank you so much for being a P1, and thanks for playing the game today.
Thank you.
Well, no, thank you.
In the morning, we listen to
The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC. KLUC.
Cue the cheesy baseball music.
Oh.
So they're moving the 51s. To downtown Summerlin, and they're changing the name.
Yep.
The quote, I believe, was, the 51s never really caught on.
No.
Well, that's fine.
They hoped that when they switched it, they'd sell a bunch of merchandise with the alien theme and everything else.
Yeah.
And they probably did initially, but then it just kind of...
Yeah, which we were going to call in the Las Vegas Chets, because that thing looked like me.
Yeah, it did. Big forehead.
Jesus. Oddly shaped, kind of almost triangular.
Mm-hmm.
Sergio, you get to rename the team. What do you call them?
I'm going to go with, first of all, really quick, being a huge Kings fan, congratulations to the Knights on that series.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with the Las Vegas Scorpions. You can call them AKA the Sin City Scorpions.
Scorpions.
I don't hate it. I'm never a fan of the whole Sin City thing, but I get it.
Yeah. Which is why I was shocked when you earlier, like when someone suggested the actual Sinners. I'm like, I was shocked that you kind of like that.
I can see the marketing. There's no bad ideas. We're brainstorming.
Yeah, spitballing.
Oh, a little reggae style. Hey. Steven, what do you go with here?
Steven?
You've been on hold a long time, bro.
Oh, Stefan.
Okay. Oh, Stefan. Oh, my bad. Sorry.
Oh, that's all right. I'd probably go with the Gamblers. Las Vegas Gamblers.
Makes sense. Ties into our major byproduct.
What's the logo? A pair of dice.
There you go.
Baseballs with the dice dots on it.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. Now, Kayla, you'll dig this. This is close to you. Our buddy Professor Blue. Let me dig for Professor Blue's music. He's created music for the Chet Buchanan Show. And
very talented guy.
Yeah. If you're a producer type or somebody that that does create music and you want to make beats for the show, we'll play them and we'll give you love for them too. Professor Blue's music right here. Called Breathe You. Breathe, comma, you. Oh, yeah. All right, man. What are you naming this new baseball team?
You guys are the best.
Or the same, the old baseball team, but in the new place.
I'm going to go with the Las Vegas Angels. No, I'm just joking. I was just figuring out the song. It has a nice ring to it. I'm not a huge fan of it, but I think starting the conversation with the same animal and doing like the Las Vegas Desert Bighorns or something along those lines.
Bighorns.
The Bighorns.
Big bats, Bighorns.
Yes.
Yeah. You know what? There's something to it. It's kind of like what you were going with.
I was like, we should call them the indigenous pronghorns.
Sure. Why not?
Yeah.
You know what? If they can go in Binghamton, New York, where Tim Tebow's playing, and they can go the Rumble Ponies because they have what do they call those?
Carousel.
Yeah, carousel merry-go-round. And the term for that is a Rumble Pony.
Yeah.
And so that if they could do the Rumble Ponies and sell a bunch of merchandise off that, you know what? If you're selling pronghorn merchandise or bighorn merchandise, our horns are bigger than yours.
I got you. I'd like to make my pitch.
Okay.
Keep Professor Blue around. I think you might like this.
You know what? And I'll keep his music playing, too. Music playing. Hang on. Let me turn that up a bit. Professor Blue, everybody.
You got to go with something that's Las Vegas. And so that's why I would go with the Craps. The Las Vegas Craps. Because think about this. First of all, the announcer standpoint, you know, the guy coming out and saying, you know, these guys really left it all on the field today. Or it's a beautiful day for crap baseball. Or now in center field, number two. I mean, I think that's awesome.
Jimmy Brown.
Yeah, yeah. I just think that's a good idea. And then you just, the mascot's obviously a poop emoji with a hat. And that's merchandise, man.
You are 11 years old at best.
I'm telling you, that is, this is huge.
Oh, I get it. Yeah.
The Craps.
Yeah. Come on out to the new downtown Summerlin Stadium. It's craptastic.
Yes. Yeah.
You know that would depreciate your...
Wait, no, it's Craps like the dice game. It's not like that.
Oh, I see what you're saying. That's you're playing off of it.
I played into your thing for a minute. And I went, wait, there's something wrong
here. Yeah, that's the tie into the game. You can't call them the Baccarats. That's stupid. But the Las Vegas the worst day at the ballpark is still a crappy day or whatever. You know, you could tie it into everything.
The Blackjacks?
I love the Blackjacks.
No, I don't like the Blackjacks. Why not? Because I want something, like, I really feel like the name needs to be, like, something unique, like an animal or whatever. I don't like the play on gambling.
Because animal names in sports are so unique.
Well,
you're right. Good point. When you're right, you're right.
I will say this, I will bet 2-1 odds on this, that the name of the team will be the Silver Kings. They did this thing to honor Latins and baseball and stuff like that.
Yep.
They did the Spanish thing with Reyes de Plata, which means Silver Kings. The logo is like a Day of the Dead guy.
Yeah, I dig it.
Minor thing. It's awesome. And then Chet pointed this out. Your ballpark is next to the City National where the Golden Knights play. Why wouldn't the Silver Kings play next door?
Yeah. No,
that's,
I think it's
smart.
Cool. I kind of dig it.
It's cool. I think it's cool.
Silver Kings sounds good to me.
And God, I was deep into this conversation. I literally was going with the ebb and flow of all of it. And then you said Silver. I'm like, yes. Silver Kings. Yes.
And stick with the logo. The logo's hot.
The one that they're using for Reyes de Plata.
Yeah, it's awesome.
De la Plata.
No, well, they call it Reyes de Plata.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, no, I'm cool.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
Davey the Show Killer, who is contestant number one today?
That is Ashley Weinkoop.
Ashley, what you got for a buzzer?
Me, me, me.
Uh-huh. And contestant number two?
Ivy Ross.
What you got, Ivy?
Hello.
I like both of those. This is going to be a solid contest today. Question one, Kayla?
Which former first lady passed away yesterday at the age of 92?
Oh, God.
Ooh. That's tough.
Barbara Bush.
Whoa. Did anyone call on you? How do you know you buzzed in first? Who was that, by the way? Who just answered?
Me, Ashley.
I'm going to give it to Ashley because we couldn't tell.
No.
Ashley, who was it?
Barbara Bush.
Is it Barbara Bush? Maybe the easiest question we've ever had in Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown. And yes, Ashley gets a one zip lead. But we'll give a little consideration to Ivy on number two.
A stalker was arrested when he showed up to whose house with rubber gloves, a knife, and rope? Taylor Swift, Ariana Grande, or Selena Gomez?
Me, me, me.
Ashley?
Ariana Grande?
Is it Ariana Grande? No, ma'am, it is not.
Ivy, is it Taylor Swift or Selena Gomez?
Let's try Selena.
Let's try Selena. Nope, Selena, no home. It's not it. Still one zip for Ashley as we go to the all-important third and final question. Marc-Andre Fleury stopped 127 out of the 130 shots for the goal in the Golden Knights sweep of the LA Kings, which I hope we don't go to overtime because that's the overtime question. That's a goals against percentage or a save percentage. Sorry.
Yes.
A save percentage of 0.977, which is, I don't know if you know anything about hockey. That's really good. Really good. Yeah. So we're going to make this third and final question worth 977 points.
Steve Harvey was on Ellen yesterday talking about the All Kardashian Family Feud episode.
Didn't know nothing.
Who didn't know anything?
Hey.
Ivy for the steal and the win.
Kim doesn't know nothing.
Kim don't. Ivy with authority just lay the smackdown. Ashley, you know what was that, Ivy?
It only took me 10 attempts to win this game.
Yeah, you know what? But it's just that much sweeter, isn't it? Right. It's just that much sweeter. Ashley, you know we love you long time. If you guys remember, Ashley was Fox 5 Surprise Squad.
Yes.
We fixed it. Did you get the truck back?
No, we actually had to go down there yesterday. They had to film us reenacting drop-off.
You know, I don't know that you should be telling all the secrets right now. I think that's, you know.
Well, sometimes there's double takes. So.
Yeah, it was all double takes. They just had to get everything.
All right. No.
Did they get reality TV on the first take?
Will you stop?
Yeah.
Both of you stop. Both of you now stop. Somehow we've lost track of what we're supposed to be doing here. Ashley, we love you. That's the important part. And say hi to the family, and we'll see you soon.
Of course. Thanks, guys.
All right. Ivy, Pure Love. What are we giving away? International Wedding Festival tickets.
Yes.
That's what we're doing for April 29th at the Enclave Convention Center. I was so caught up in playing referee, I forgot what we were doing. And Ivy Ross, today's champion of
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown. The greatest person in the world and final exam are next. But first,
that is so random.
Chet Buchanan's 60 Seconds of Randoms.
When we talked to Mariah Carey, remember when she first came here for her residency?
Yeah.
Did she tell us a story about this song? She didn't tell us a story about recording it like in a trailer here or some weird thing like that.
I don't recall, but
I remember some. In any event, you know, they recorded this song in 1994.
Sure.
Right? In August, recorded All I Want for Christmas. So they brought in Christmas trees and fake snow and tried to do it up like the holidays, even though it was the middle of summer, and brought in to set the mood.
That's funny.
Yeah, I like it. The National Guard, ladies and gentlemen, started as one of those militias in Massachusetts in 1636. Now, you remember the other day when I said the Marines, you know, was a year older than the United States.
Yes.
The National Guard is 140 years older.
How?
Than the United States.
I know. That's crazy.
What do you mean, how?
I just find that amazing.
Because it started in six. Never mind.
Yeah.
I'll explain it off the air.
They're worried about the pilgrims. Dirty pilgrims. Take up arms. Why? Because the pilgrims are coming.
I don't think that was it.
I think that's pretty much historical fact. Read a book. Continue on, sir.
Go read some. The word malaria comes from medieval Italian. Mala aria translates to bad air. It's because people initially thought bad smelling air from swamps was how you got malaria.
Okay.
But if you breathed it in, that's what it was. They had no idea that it had anything to do with mosquitoes that were in those same swamps.
Yeah.
But that's how it went down. Most of the movie, Gangs of New York, where do you think they filmed it?
I would say New York.
No, sir. Italy. On sets designed to look like New York in the 19th century, and there were some buildings that were naturally more like 19th century New York in Italy.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's why they did that. And then, as promised, ladies and gentlemen, a little bit of Sting. Well, can't you see? Sting hitting the high notes. You know that's not his real name, right?
Scott?
Gordon Sumner.
Gordon Sumner. Every move you
make. Sting, the singer. Every vow you break. Does not own the rights to his own name.
No way.
You would have thought that that dude would be the guy who would have gone and copywritten it and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
No, ladies and gentlemen, allow me to take you back to the WWE Survivor Series of 1994. Oh, my God!
Oh, my God!
It's Sting! Stinger's here!
A six-time WCW champion, the two-time NWA World Heavyweight Champion!
But what the hell are you doing here?
The franchise!
The great Jim Ross.
I got to tell you something. Next time Sting comes to Vegas, they should use that open, and then he comes on and does Every Breath You Take.
Yeah, they just comes out after that big intro. And
some
then he
tantric loving.
Oh, sure, and then just comes out and just... Oh, can't you see? Oh, my God! Stinger's here! The legend! No, the registered owner with the U.S. Patent Office of the name Sting is the pro wrestler Sting, because Sting the singer never even thought to do it.
That's funny.
But Sting the wrestler is kind of a fanboy of Sting the singer, so he just lets him use it for free. It's cool. But he gets to go, like, backstage and stuff.
That's cool. They can, you know,
they take pictures and hang out and whatnot. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Those are your randoms.
Get up. This is the Jeff Buchanan Show. On 98.5 KLUC, the greatest person in the world.
Kayla, you look ready.
Yes, and I apologize, guys, because mine's going to be a little sappy.
Oh, do you want to go last?
Should we save you?
Yeah. We should save you. Spencer, are you ready?
Yeah. So Southwest Flight 1380 is on its way from New York to Dallas. And this comes over the speaker to mission control. What do you call it?
Air traffic control.
Southwest 1380, we're single engine. The voice is the pilot, Tammy Jo Schultz. And the engine's blown up. We've all seen this from Southwest Airlines.
Yeah.
One life was lost. A Wells Fargo executive basically got sucked through the window, partially anyway.
Oh, my God.
After the plane landed, Tammy Jo Schultz went through the plane and made sure everybody was okay. The cool thing about this story is, and how wonderful it is today that there's so much more inclusion. Back when she was in high school, there was an aviation lecture, and she walked in, and the retired colonel started the class by asking Tammy Jo, the only girl in attendance, if she was lost.
Wow. Ugh. Wow.
She assured him, after mustering up the courage, that she was not. And initially... decided that, or initially went away from trying to be a pilot, even though that's what she wanted to do. She finally went in the Navy. The Navy didn't take her seriously for years, but ended up being one of the first women fighter pilots. The F-18 Hornet.
Yeah.
Flew that thing when it first came out.
Wow.
Ended up retiring in the Navy as a lieutenant commander after 10 years. Met her husband there. They both fly for Southwest, interestingly enough, but there was a combat exclusion thing with women back in the day you couldn't, all of this stuff.
Yeah.
But this woman persevered through all of that because that's what she wanted to do. And thank God she did, because she landed that plane with 149 people aboard and is a hero, just like Sully back landing that plane on the river. Back
well, and then again, like you said, the one thing that a lot of people pointed out was just how she went through and reassured everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they told him, this is going to be fine. You know, this is going to be, the plane is structurally sound. We're going to be fine. Just amazing.
All the calm you would expect from a fighter pilot, I suppose.
Yeah, bro.
She's an American hero. Tammy Jo Schultz,
you should have gone last.
The
greatest person in the world.
You should have gone last-ish.
Yeah.
So is it Derek Jeter's birthday today, Davey?
No.
Are you going to follow that up?
It's an anniversary, actually.
Excellent.
So 35 years ago today, my favorite channel ever started up, the Disney Channel. 35 years ago today, it started as the Disney Channel, now known as just the Disney Channel. And
Whoa, wait, what? What did you just say?
It started as the Disney Channel.
Now it's just known as?
Disney Channel.
Okay, because you went, because I don't know if you heard what you said.
Oh, did I say that?
Yeah, it was known as the Disney Channel. Now it's just known as the Disney Channel.
Oh, that's funny. Fox started in 86, which I thought they were closer together. I thought Disney Channel and then Fox was shortly after, but
yeah.
Disney Channel 3 years before Fox, so pretty cool.
That's kind of crazy to think about.
Yeah.
So, Disney Channel, keep doing what you're doing. You is?
The greatest person in the world.
Shout out to Dante Cardinal, 16-year-old junior at Nevada State High School. Just accomplished what no one else has ever done in his school ever, and only a few times, I believe. I didn't dig deeper, but I don't think it's happened a lot in this state. A perfect score on the ACTs.
Dang.
Oh, cool.
His mother, Tess, said that while she is thrilled that her son got a perfect score, she is not surprised. When he was one or two, he was reading. He would just read the Bible cover to cover over and over again.
Dang.
Dante's mom was also not surprised because even though her son is in high school, he's always already taking college courses. By the time he graduates, and he's a junior right now.
Wow.
With a perfect score on the ACTs. By the time he graduates, he will already have his associate's degree. He is not just a scholar. He's also making history for his music. Dante and his two brothers are part of an act called Temperature, T-M-P-T-R, that was recently signed by a record label in Los Angeles. The mom is saying that they were the first ever to sing the national anthem at a Golden Knights game. But I don't remember the group being Temperature. Did they have a different name?
Yeah, I don't know.
I just remember it was young. I remember it was young guys. But anyway, on Tuesday, Dante said he's just trying to figure out how to balance school, college courses, and his band, all while getting into his dream school. He'd like to go to Stanford.
Wow.
And he's trying to do the early acceptance program. On getting the perfect score, he said, "It's a big deal to me and to my family. I just work hard and try to study as much as I can." Really, really, really cool. 16-year-old junior at Nevada State High School. Dante Cardinal. Good for you, brother. You just might be
the greatest person in the world.
Why you make it? Did you?
No, I'm just thinking about my greatest person. So, my Uncle Bob is in the hospital right now at Bayfront Medical in Tampa. And he's fighting for his life. Thank God for the doctors. He was laying in his home. He lives by himself for 2 days before someone found him.
Oh, no.
So right now his heart is only working about 15%. And they're doing their damnedest at Bayfront to make sure that they can get him back up and running. So I just want to give it to the doctors and the nurses that are really working overtime as he's in there right now.
For the record, she hasn't told us any of this. We knew Uncle Bob was in the hospital and that his heart was rough. So she is sharing this with you as she shares it with us, which I think is kind of cool.
So to my Uncle Bob, you're a fighter. I love you so much. And to all the doctors and nurses working overtime to just try to get him as healthy as possible. He is.
The
greatest person in the world.
In the world. Listen more and win more. It's the Jeff Buchanan Show's final exam.
Hey, David Show Killer, who we got?
Emily Coyle from the Northwest.
So, Emily, when we, and this will work for you now as well. Friday at the Planet Fitness at Maryland Parkway in Sahara from 4 to 6, I'm going to have shirts and hats. We have shirt and hat for you right now. If you just whisper what?
P1AF.
I'm P1AF. Yeah. I'm P1AF. Is it true? Your phone is junky. Your phone is junky AF right now. But you know what? We'll get some information from you. We'll get you Pure Aloha tickets, and we'll get you a shirt and a hat. What's going on out there, Davey? What's going on?
I saw some people walking around, peeking in. I'm like, I don't know who that was.
Don't mind their own business.
Yeah.
Trying to do a show here. All right, I think that's it. Tomorrow, the world's greatest psychic, Gary Spivey. And we get to take a couple of days off, although Sharks and Ducks tonight.
Yeah, go Ducks.
Yep. Yeah. Yes, go Ducks.
Exactly.
Yeah. Extend out that series for a little while. But most likely we'll be playing the Sharks next. But just if you wanted to, you know, now that we're all big hockey fans, you know,
right? Yeah.
Now you almost have a responsibility. If you call yourself a Knights fan, you almost have a responsibility to watch Sharks and Ducks tonight just to see what we're up against.
Okay.
All right, then. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
All right, then.
We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Glad you're here.
See you tomorrow, P1s.
Come on.
The
Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5. Yeah. KLQC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.